Okay, so let's go back to the, so we were working on the Kovsa Zuckerclaw according to Tosis a little bit, right? And then we still didn't take up the two answers in the Gemara of Kovsa Ein Zuckerclaw. All right, so let's discuss Kovsa Zuckerclaw a little bit more. According to Tosis, way of looking at it. So what is a possible explanation of the halacha Kovsa Zuckerclaw? So again, like I was discussing last week, like it's nice, it's always a good idea when you're in something that's a little new and strange, maybe, to try to compare it to things that that you know more certainly. So what would be a Kovsa Zuckerclaw-like halacha that we know about? What would be responsible for a phenomenon of something like Kovsa Zuckerclaw? What would be a case? Another case. A halacha where you could sort of analogize to Kovsa Zuckerclaw. Okay. That's good. That's complex. That's good, though. But just give me a simple case. Simple case. Complicated. Come on. Too complicated. There was a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah on my door. On my doorpost, if I put it up and it falls down, do I have to put it up again? Of course. Right? There's no machlokas about that. I mean, you know, let's look for something simple that we all can agree has like a basic, oh, Gil, you're here today.
Yeah.
Not that he hasn't been here, but... So why is that? You don't call that Kova Zuckerclaw. I mean, but what why is that? Why is it that that's clearly is an idea that if I put up the mezuzah, there's no shaila about that. Put up the mezuzah, falls down, I put it back up. Right? Nobody would even imagine to say that you putter, right? Or makia. Or like you were saying, shaleach teshalach, the pasuk says. You want to do shiluch hakan, you keep coming back, you got to keep sending it away. You don't say, well, I sent it away, I'm yotzei, now I can do it. Yeah, so why not? Right. So in those cases, it's clear that the chiyuv of putting up the mezuzah stems from the bias itself, in the sense that there's a deficiency in the house. If it's not qualified by the ideas of Torah, right? The ideas of God. You can't have a house, can't be door in a bias that's not expressing concepts of life, right? Concepts of Torah. So it's not a question of there's no issue of Kovsa Zuckerclaw, Kovsa Ein Zuckerclaw. The idea is that the bias itself is deficient, so I put up a mezuzah, I have remedied that deficiency. If it falls down, the deficiency reemerges. Right? So the very same reason why I had to put it up the first time comes back when it's off. So it's clear. It's basically a constant requirement that your house must be a certain way. So obviously, if it comes off, I have to do it again. Correct? And what would be a clear example where nobody would say you have to keep doing something over and over again? I mean, generally, in terms of Maisa, right? In terms of Maisa, when there's a chiyuv on the gavra to do a specific action, so once the action is done, he's yotzei, right? Once the action is done, he's yotzei. Okay. Yeah. So what's the question by the Chanukah, by the near Chanukah? Right. Well, let me ask you this way. Forget it. Now, in terms of Kovsa Zuckerclaw, would you say? So now you could say, okay, so I've solved Kovsa Zuckerclaw. I'll just compare it to mezuzah. I'll just compare it to mezuzah, and I'll say, what is the din of Kovsa Zuckerclaw? It means what? Why do we have to light it the second time? It means that the bias needs to be adorned or qualified in a certain way on this day, from this time to this time. And if I don't put it, and if I put it up and it goes out, so it's just like a mezuzah, it's just like a house without a mezuzah. And that's the machlokas, is I've shown you these two paradigms of mitzvah. One with is just a maisa, and one with is a state that needs to be maintained. And when there's a state, then you have to reinstate it. And when it's a maisa, the maisa is over. So maybe that's the machlokas. Kavos HaZochaklo says the mezuzah, ner is like a mezuzah. And Kavos HaZochaklo says, no, ner is like netilas lulav. You just do it and you're done. Yeah. So is there a problem in saying it's just like mezuzah? That's my question. So there are two kinds of problems. We could have a problem like it doesn't seem to fit. Like it just doesn't seem right for some reason. The nature of the mitzvahs don't seem comparable. Or kasha from another source. I'll accept either one. Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good. So Yezi is saying the ideas are very different from mezuzah and there. And Chanukah by mezuzah, it's your living space and it really is for you. Like tzitzis, it's for you. That, like the Gemara says, Mishnah says, someone who has tefillin on his arm and tzitzis on his beged and the mezuzah on his bias is not going to sin. So it's a statement to the self that my property is important because it helps me to express and live my life properly. So it's like branded. But so then it makes sense that it's a need in my house. It's a need in me. It's a need in my house. So it's a qualification of the self. So then it makes sense to say that it's not a mitzvah to do. It's not a mitzvah of, mitzvah isn't to be someone who hung up a mezuzah. It's that the house should be in a certain state. Because the way your house is your values. Your clothes express your values. Okay. So that makes sense. But Chanukah is not an idea of qualifying the house. The whole mitzvah is not internal. On the contrary, the mitzvah is to the public. So at best, you'll say, okay, the house is the locus of where we launch the campaign of Pearsome. But it's not an inward activity, it's an outward activity. So he's saying it just doesn't seem like it fits. The type of mitzvah doesn't fit with that formulation of a kiyum in the bias. Unless you're going to stretch it really far. You say that it's a qualification of the house that you're someone who's mefarsim to the... you're going to have to start jumping through hoops. Chanukah doesn't seem like that kind of a mitzvah. It doesn't seem... You think into it, you say, what? The Chachamim said, because of the nais, now at this time, on these days, your bias has to be qualified by a ner? It doesn't sound right. It doesn't make sense. It's not mastava. On the contrary, because of the nais, they said, be mefarsim it to other people. You need to have a bias, because otherwise it's not going to look like it's coming from somewhere. Otherwise it just looks like a random streetlight, whatever it is. Chabad somewhere. But if it's not a bias, that's not the way to do it. The bias is the vehicle of doing it. It's not the recipient of the mitzvah. As by mezuzah, the bias is the recipient of the mitzvah. It's qualifying the bias. By pirsum, it doesn't make sense to say that the ner is qualifying the bias. On the contrary, the ner is meant for the passersby. If it wasn't a ner shel pirsum, I mean, the whole idea of pirsum is for the outside. It's not qualifying the bias. Right. I mean, like saying a guy puts up an ad on the billboard to qualify the billboard as a place of advertising. It's ridiculous. Puts it up to reach customers. Right? Right. So that I would say doesn't seem to fit. But halachically, I would say there's also a kasha. Because we say by, let's say, a guest. Right? What's the din by a guest? He has to pitch in to the cost of the oil a little bit. Right, but if it's just a question of qualifying the bias, so okay, he's a guest and then the house is qualified. So from the fact that you see that if I come to sleep over in your house, I don't have to pay you for the little bit of the mezuzah for the time that I'm here, right? It's just a dance. Get a refund. Get a refund, Aaron. So it's just a din in the bias. So I'm in a bias that's qualified. I'm living here, whatever it is. But by Hanukkah, you see it's an obligation of Maisa. You see that the person has to be included in the Maisa of the Hadlaka. Okay? So everybody agrees that really it's an inyan of Maisa, not just an inyan of the state. So then the question is, so what is this Svar of Kofsa Zakhagla? Right? You can't define it simply on the paradigm of like a mezuzah. So what is it now? How do we understand it now? So that's what I was saying. Yesterday the Ramban works it out in an elegant way. I think the Meiri has the same Svar as I saw. That really it's a Maisa with a secondary Mechayev. But we're saying Tosis doesn't seem to learn that way. And the Ramban himself admits that the Rif doesn't seem to be learned that way. So what is the Svara then? Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's think about that. Now, so Aaron is suggesting like this, that the mitzvah of Hadlaka, according to Tosvos, for Kovsa Zokokla, means that you have to be madlik, you have to create and act the actuality of a ne'er shel pirsum. You have to create something that actually functions for pirsum, not just something that may function for pirsum. It has to, in fact, function for pirsum. So if I lit the ne'er and it went out halfway through this mon of pirsum, so then it turns out I didn't really create the entity because the entity fell down. The entity fell down. I didn't really, the entity disappeared. So therefore, the mitzvah is to be madlik, not just to be madlik and ner, but to bring about the entity of pirsum itself. And it's only an entity of pirsum if it actually does the work of being mefarsim. Actually has to exist and shine for a certain amount of time. So Zokuk law means what? So Zokuk law means I have to create the cheftza of Pearsum and ensure that it continues so that it turns out that my hadlaka was not just a stam hadlaka, but it actually was the beginning of an act of pirsum in functioning. Now, as Aaron is saying, pirsum is a functional idea. Pirsum is a functional thing. It's actually existing and shining. Right? Near shell pirsum doesn't mean that it can. Doesn't mean that it has the potential to be mefarsim. Doesn't mean that I lit something that has the potential to continue, but it actually has to. If it doesn't last, in other words, if you lit the ner and it went out 20 minutes later, they'll say, "Oh, lemafrei." It turns out you did not do a maisa of creating a ner that publicizes the nes.
That be the case even with the regular way,
No. So then, this would require two things. It would require that you make sure the light continues, right? But it would also require that you use the best possible neros from the beginning. It would require it, not just lechatchila shema. Shema Poshea later. It would require it. Why? That's the question we're in. Why would it require it? In other words, it's not Dilma Poshea. It has to do with this. It means to say, if your obligation from the beginning is to bring into existence the actuality of the Ner Shel Pirsum, then your obligation is going to attach to everything that is necessary to ensure that occurs. In other words, it's not a regular hadlaka. It's not a regular hadlaka. It is dafka a hadlaka of a half an hour that you're chayav to do. So if you have a choice between, so how do I differentiate just stam hadlaka from the hadlaka from the hadlaka of the ner shel pirsum? It's not a regular ner. Regular ner would be any shemen and psila. But the ner shel pirsum demands, was my obligation is to bring into existence that ner. So then, if I have a choice between, so then what? Aaron, you with me on this or not?
No,
we're trying to work it out now. You are sore. Why would you have to use? Is there an idea that you'd have to use them?
But yeah, let's say exactly you are.
Well, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. But let's put it this way. Is there a different kind of hadlaka? That's all I want to know. Is the hadlaka with the better neros different than the hadlaka with the inferior neros?
According to Aaron's Svara, no, there's a shel pirsum lacking a certain...
But a ner shel pirsum is a ner that that actually functions for pirsum.
Yeah,
right? Let's say you have a choice. Let's say you build something out of strong materials. Right. Let's say you build something out of strong materials and it lasts, based on the initial construction, it can last 10 years. Okay. Or I built something out of duct tape and whatever, it keeps breaking, but just throw in another layer. Right. You just can keep maintaining it. So now let's say Lamaisa, I maintain the duct tape contraption for 10 years. And is that equivalent? Can you say that from the beginning I built a 10-year object? No, obviously not, right? So what I'm saying is, if there's an inyan in the might, so now I can tell you in terms of the total, in terms of, I just tallied it up, I can say, well, they both had an object that lasted 10 years. They both brought into existence and maintained an object that lasted for 10 years. But in one was in the maisa of making it, and one was a combination of the making and the maintaining. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is that the original maisa asiya is a greater asiya, because the asiya itself is what was responsible for the entire duration. So if I need a nair of 3 hours, I need a nair of an hour, whatever the time I need the nair of. And that is the maisa, that is the mitzvah of creating it. So then, the more that I can put the time into the hadlaka, I have to do that. Now b'di'evet, if I did the best hadlaka I possibly could, and I have to continue maintaining it, so I have to continue maintaining it. But you wouldn't say it's equal. If you hired somebody to build you the a lasting table, and he comes to you with a crummy table, he says, but I'll be here every other week to make sure it's still up. You wouldn't say, well, you didn't build me a lasting table. He says, sure I did, I'm included in the table. You know, that's not considered building the thing. So if the obligation of Kovsa Zokuk law is saying you have to bring about a certain kind of an object, not just an heir, you have to bring about a mefarsem, and a mefarsem requires time. So then, the only way you can you can put time into the object is by doing the best creation from the beginning. So then you have an obligation initially to make it with the best materials. If it goes out, you have a secondary obligation. You still have an obligation to maintain it. It's interesting. It would seem you can't bring back a second. It would seem like to just put it out and start over would be nothing. According to everybody, it would be nothing. It would seem it has to still be the same shaman and at least the same shaman. And it would seem. The point is like this. The point is like this. All I have to do is show you why it makes sense that they would formulate that you need the hadlaka of the better neros. I don't have to show you that it's necessary. I just have to show you that it makes sense. Okay? Good?
No.
Yeah. I don't have to show you that it has to be. I just have to show you that it makes sense, that it fits in with that theory. Okay? If I hold Kavsa Ein Zachakla, then the Gemara is saying there's no reason at all why the Chachamim would have said use the better narrows. It doesn't make sense. As long as it fulfills the basic requirements of lighting and air, that would be enough.
I think practically it doesn't have to be the case when it comes to the difference in quality. It's more of...
I'm saying everybody has to agree that every nair is going to has the ability to last for a certain amount of time. Right? It's not like lighting something that's doomed. It's not like lighting in the hurricane. It's not like lighting a nair in a hurricane. Right? That's not lighting a nair. I mean, that's Listen, all I'm trying to say is like this. That we have to, that if you learn that there's an idea from the beginning to create the full duration of the nair that lasts for however much time, so then I can say there's a better lighting and an inferior lighting. Then in the lighting, I can talk about a better and an inferior.
Is the person going to be better?
Be burning that amount of time. So now it has to actually be burning that amount of time. So if my hadlaka, if I have one hadlaka that I can say does a better job of ensuring that that will happen, then that's a better hadlaka. Then it makes, then in the sense that the mitzvah is to create, the mitzvah is through your hadlaka to create the actuality of the zman of the ner, then it makes sense to say that the chachama mandated the higher form of hadlaka, because there does exist a higher form of hadlaka.
Why is it higher?
Because it's higher because it more certainly ensures the result that the mitzvah is seeking. If you would relight it every 10 minutes, that's possible. That's a good thing to do too. But the point is, the mitzvah is, the formulation of the mitzvah is that your hadlaka should bring into existence this thing. Okay? The maintaining of it is just so that I can say that the thing I brought into existence is still going. But the fullest form would be, but the point is, now the hadlaka itself is, there's a better and a worse hadlaka. Why? A better hadlaka is the one that can more fully encapsulate the entire duration of the zman from the initial lighting. Now, if hadlaka means bringing into existence, that's the definition of the mitzvah here, to be madlik, a nair that actually functions. So then, if I have hadlaka that more fully ensures it functions, then that is a better hadlaka. In the definition of hadlaka, it's a better hadlaka. Whether it's mutter or not. Let me show you the contrast. So now, what if I hold kavsa ein zachakla, right? So what's interesting is the Gemara says mitzvasa misha tishka chamash tichle regel min hashuk, right? My lav di kavsa hader madik la. So what does that mean? It means to say that makes sense according to the sheet of kavsa zachakla. That the mitzvah is mitzvosa means the entity of the ner, the chefts of the ner, the mitzvah of its burning is the entire time. It means, say, when you're madlikit, the mitzvah is to be madlikit for a certain amount of time. Right? That's what the Gemara says, the Brisa expresses, mitzvosa. So then the Gemara says, no. What does it mean? It means the ilo adlik madlik. So what does that answer mean? It means kovsa ein zachakla. If it went out, we don't care. But what? Ilo adlik madlik. What does it mean? Mitzvasa mishatishke chamash tilcha regal min hashuk. It means like this. The sheet of kovsa ein zachakla also has to have a ner shel piersum. You understand? It also has to be a ner shel piersum. What makes it? Kavsa Zakakla says it's a ner shel piersum because it actually is functioning for a certain amount of time and doing the actual hisaskus of piersum, right? It's covering the rush hour traffic. the prime advertising time, right? And it's actually doing it, right? It actually is doing it. That's the mitzvah. But if you hold kavsa ein zakuk la, it doesn't mean just stam ner. It also has to be a ner shel pirsum. So where is, but it's not considered a ner shel pirsum from the results, from the chefza, it has to, from the, because of the duration of the thing, it's from the zman of the hadlaka. You understand? They're learning it's kavsa zaka, kavsa ein zakuk la, but still has to have the quality of pirsum. Has to have the quality of pirsum because you're lighting it in the certain amount of time. How long does it have to burn? That's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that question. But it would seem to be an appreciable amount of time that it can be noticed. But not for Misha Tishka Chamash Tichle Regal Menashok. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Achronim, the Bach, in the tour, the Bach brings down, That's why Bizman is that people are not makbid on getting candles that last a half an hour dafka. Because we hold from this first answer, Ilo Adlik Madlik doesn't care how long the candles last. That's why he says people have very small candles, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, it's fine. Because all you have to do is have something that you can call a candle. If you have a little nub that lasts 10 seconds, nobody would call that a candle. Has to be something that is the minimal shear of a candle. What's a candle? I don't know. 10 minutes, and that's it. And where's the quality of pirsum from the zman of the hadlaka? The zman of the hadlaka. All you need to do is a hadlaka bizman shel pirsum, but not to bring into existence a functioning constant cheftza of a maisa of pirsum. Because according to the Hadlaka Osa Kavsa Zakagla, it's only because it actually functions for the entire Zman that it has the shame of Pearson. It did a good job, it has shame of Pearson. According to the other one, it's really the Hadlaka. It's simply a Maisa of Hadlaka, and the quality of Pearson is from the Zman. Yeah. Oh, 1 second, so let's see. And what's the second answer? The second answer is, but according to the first answer, you couldn't light it later than Tichle Regel Menashok. Second answer, and that's why Tosas says it's a problem. If you come home late, you can't light the Neros. But the second answer is difficult. Second answer says, Inami Lishi'ura. So what does that mean? It means it has to have enough oil to last, get this, it has to have enough oil to last from what? From Shkia till the end of the rush hour. Misha tichle regel meshuk. But when do you have to light it? Whenever. How could that be? It makes no sense. It has to have a shear. The shear of the thing is based on shkiyatus to rush hour. So that sounds like an important type of time. That sounds like an important period of time. I mean, basing the whole zman on this certain period of time. But yet, we say you don't have to do it at that time. And it doesn't matter if it goes out either, according to this one, right? Oh, it has to be at night. They all hold the mitzvah of Salila. Until Elos HaShachar. Right. So you have to say like this. I mean, you have to give a little bit of an ukimta. You have to say that at the end of rush hour is the prime time for Pearson. But it doesn't mean after rush hour nobody's outside on the streets, because then it's just not a mice Pearson. If nobody's there to see it, then you're not doing any Pearson, right? So this Shita is learning that what? That it does seem a little arbitrary, right? It does seem a little arbitrary. See, some want to say that it just means half an hour. But that's all it means. It's just like, the Gemara says, when do you daven Kriya Shema? When the Ani eats his meal. Not that there's anything about the Ani eating his meal, but it means to say that he needs a little bit of light left over, and when the Ani eats his meal, he worked all day and he comes home, basically tzeis. It's just like a way of identifying it for, they didn't have clocks, half an hour wouldn't have meant, Shah's money, whatever it is. So they just identified an arbitrary, they just used something to identify the time. I think that's the way the summer shana learned. It just means half an hour. It's all it really means. Every place, every time, it's the same thing. But others, then it would be fine. Then I would understand that they were just giving you that in order to be a ner shel piersum, it has to have the potential to function for a certain amount of time. Right? But if you learn it really mean, it really goes like you were asking, that some many hold it really goes by your place and your time. That if you're in a place where rush hour lasts for half an hour, it's half an hour. If it lasts 2 hours, it's 2 hours. So then it would be very strange. It would be that whatever the time rush hour is, that's how long your candle has to last, no matter when you light it. See, the Rif seems to learn that both of these are still talking about, the Rif seems to learn that both of them hold you have to light that shkia. He holds l'shi'ure means a kula, that if it goes, if it burns past the shear, you're allowed to use it for your own hana. That was Aaron, that would be the difference. The Rif would be like you were saying before. In other words, that if you hold kavsa zokuk law, then the chiyav is misha tishke acham ash tichle regal menashuk. But as long as it's burning, it still is considered a ner shel piersum.
Would the Rif hold within that shiri kavsa?
But when the Gemara says kavsa zokuk, kavsa ein zokuk law, and when it says from Tishkei Chama Shilcha Regel Meshuka means l'shiure, he learns it's a kula. That as long as it go, as long as the time is passed, as long as the zman of the piersim has passed, then you can be mishtamish with it for yourself. You know what you're saying, Avi?
Yeah.
So in other words, the second side of Inam l'shiure is saying that really the ner, what does it mean as a shir? What do we mean by shiure? What is the Gemara expressing when it says l'shi'ura? What's it? What's the new facet? What's the new concept over here? In other words, our question is ner shel piersum. Kavsa zakakla is telling you what's the ner shel piersum. It's the actuality of the duration of the hadlaka. The duration of the hadlaka. Apparently the Shi'ura is telling you that how do we have the ner shel piersum? It's a kvius in the cheftza that you're madlik. In other words, shiur is a quality in an entity. Right? When you have a mitzvah of a cheftza, then you have there's a shiur. You have a lulav, a shofar, there's a shiur. So it's telling you that the ner itself, by putting in a quantity of shemen that reflects the zman, that reflects a duration of the traffic, that's where your definition of the ner shel piersum comes from the cheftza. You have to be madlik a certain kind of a cheftza. Any halachic entity has to have halachic shir. The shir is picked to reflect the concept of the entity. So it's true, it may be a little arbitrary, but that's the definition of the cheftza. Like we say, like the shir of a sukkah has to reflect what? Diras arai. Yeah, it can't be higher than 20 amas. Why? Because higher than 20 amas, it can't be arai. So when you're dealing with a cheftza, you're dealing with an entity. You're dealing with you're forced to find a shear. So that's telling you that it's really not the maisa to produce the flame, but it's a maisa adlaka to a cheftza of piercing. How do you define the cheftza? You need a shear. Shear is the shear is borrowed from the. From the concept of piersum, which is reflected in Misha Tishke Achama. But when do you have to do it? As long as it can actually function for piersum, you can do it anytime you want.
We're saying l'chachila, l'chachila can even be something of piersum, even if you don't need to do it at a time when it will be even fire.
That's right. Certainly b'di'evet. Is there a preference to do it? Definitely, there's a preference to do it as shkia. But it's not ilo adig madlik. It's telling you that that's a definition of the shear of the chavetz.